It's the Metal Enema on Solarfall Radio. We are back, bitches. Blink, blink. I'm the Undertaker.
And Magaporn is up a cack.
We had a little bit of an outage. My computer died, and I spent 2 weeks trying to... I didn't do what everyone else does, where I went to the store and just went, that one looks good, and just took it home and plugged it... Oops, sorry. And plugged it into the wall, and that was, you know, and then transferred my files, and that was that. No.
You tried to pretend that you knew what computers were.
Yeah.
And build a new one.
And I failed miserably. I could not. I went through two logic boards. Couldn't get either of them to post. You know, turn them on. They just kind of went ding ding, and then nothing. And so, paid for that by losing a show. And I'm sorry. So hopefully that won't happen anymore. We're up and running. I got the new system, and it's actually, I hope you noticed that our voices sound a little clearer because we have a new computer, so it's all plugged in and it sounds great. And yay! Thanks to Solarfall Radio for funding this computer, and you know, along with our massive salaries, given that we are the stars of this station. Yeah,
exactly.
So
it's all payola.
So there's been a lot going on since we talked last. We're managing. Oh God, I forgot. This is our Thanksgiving show. Way, yeah. You're not going to get sick of that anytime soon, are you?
This is our transvestite vagina show.
Actually, it's our Thanksgiving pre-Arnhem Metal Meeting show.
Right.
Because...
So just pretend that we're about to board the plane in a week.
Right, right.
Once you're hearing this.
Because the Arnhem Metal Meeting is December 1st. If you're in Europe, you probably have tickets already. If you live in the Benelux area.
Or if you're so jaded that... I've seen all these bands before.
They're not so good. Sodom's not so great anymore. I'd rather
Satyricon. They're made from monkey gum. You know how they write their albums. They put a monkey in a room and make him jack off to all this sick porno. Like two dogs making love to a cat or a bat and a pig.
And then they turn
they take the cum and they turn it freeze it or something. And then they press it into CDs.
And then it's called Now Diabolical. Well, no, let's just read the lineup, shall we? We've got Satyricon, Sodom, Asphyx with Martin Van Drunen on vocals.
Woo!
And to answer the question, Vanus Goobles of Asphyx and Pentacle, he is still in the band. He's still doing some vocals and bass.
Cool.
So he's in on it. Everybody's in on it. It's going to be awesome. Hollenthon, which is one of my favorite sauces.
Right. It's good on eggs.
Oh, yeah.
Benedict in the morning. Put some Hollenthon sauce.
Hollenthon sauce on it. And then Marduk and Unleashed. Oh, shit. We didn't...
We'll fix that little red wagon.
Shit, I forgot Unleashed was playing. That's going to rule.
It's even better now.
Yeah.
Holy Moses.
Yeah! Oh,
no. Feel like making love. Is that even their song?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's Kansas or something. I don't know.
I know Carry On, My Wayward Son is Kansas because I had to bust that out at work the other day.
No, it's not. It's not Kansas.
Oh, okay.
It's
you know, the song, this Boston song, Smokin', has a whole new connotation given the way that the singer killed himself.
Right, right. That's probably
why. He locked himself in the bathroom with six barbecue grills.
Well, they're all George Foreman grills, so it took a really long time.
He was just like,
he was just sitting there sweating. You know?
This is no fun.
Died of boredom. Nephilheim.
Should have used a gun.
Cruachan, Hemorrhage, Vride, Cypher, Severe Torture, Panacrisian. I'm sitting in, who cares? but you've got one, in our minds, it's minimum 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 bands, if not 7 or 8, depending on what you're into.
Right.
Primordial's on the bill, too, so that means Marduk will be doing Accuser! Opposer! And it'll be funny. By the way, I don't want to get off on a tangent, but I was just thinking about, you know how we've always talked about cock rock songs and if they were just actually saying what they were implying
right.
in the song. And I was thinking,
you'd replace love with fuck for everything.
Right. But you know,
feel like fucking. Exactly.
Feel like fucking you. But then I also thought last night about, I was trying to think of like the, the most oversexed bands from that period, and I think one of them that really wins, like Rat was one of them.
Yeah.
But the other band, like, was Whitesnake.
Yeah.
David Coverdale is like the sweatiest motherfucker. And for some reason, I just thought of the song I was in the Still of the Night, right. I guess is the title. And it'd be funny if it just kind of went for broke. It's like, in the Still of the Night, I'm going to fuck your brains out.
Well, I was driving with a friend the other day, and they switched it on to the 93.7 KLBJ here. And and they were doing the 80s weekend. And so the AC/DC song Giving the Dog a Bone came on, and that song's just about a blowjob, and it's not even, they're not even like coding it at all.
Right, it's just blowjob.
It's like, it's like giving me blowjob.
No, second of my cock.
Yeah. No, because the lyrics are, one of the lyrics, the snappier ones was, she's blowing me away till my ammunition's dry.
Oh, for God.
You know, it's like, she's blowing me away until all of my semen is used up that I have created in this hour. Yeah, she's giving me head again. Giving me head again. And, you know, like that Def Leppard song, Too Late for Fuck. I guess that's when you're
and then,
really drunk.
Then that
tired.
Other song, Pornograph.
Yeah.
I want to fuck you.
Ding, 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 ding.
Pornograph. And then, oh, you porn and red too.
And then, now it's going to be switched to internet porn.
Right. And then... Oh shit! I forgot what I was gonna say.
Well, that Rat song, "You're in Love," is
you're in fuck.
I mean, you know, Wasp. Fuck. Basically, Wasp had it right
because they actually just came right out and said fuck.
I fuck like a beast.
Yeah, it's like not love like a beast.
Right. Exactly.
Although they should have called it fuck machine.
Yeah.
F you, CK. All I need's my fuck machine.
That's a good site, by the way. Just the girls at the oscillating thing.
Right.
It's like, no, wait!
It's my blue vein throbbing choo-choo. Ching, 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 ching.
Oh, my. So, to commemorate the fact that we're going to the Arnhem Metal Meeting and you're not, we're going to play Arnhem Metal Meeting bands all night on the show. And then we're also going to sneak in some Sparts in because those poor guys got short shrift.
Yep.
That's funny because they're short. yeah, we're gonna knock it out. It's going to be a great show. The only thing that would make this show perfect is Secrets of the Moon. That would be it. That's the other band I really want to see because I haven't seen them play since 2003.
Yeah.
And their new album, and like they've got the pyrotechnics now and... You know, all that high-end
stuff.
Oh, and
Great White. If Great White were playing with their pyrotechnics, that'd be awesome.
Yep.
Because they shoot the pyrotechnics onto themselves.
Right, and then set the audience
on fire.
Here
I am. Fuck you like a hurricane.
Exactly.
Big titty nights.
All right. So I guess let's just go ahead and kick it off. We'll just... make it fast and dirty. This is Niflheim with Storm of the Reaper from their new album, Envoy of Lucifer, that I think is finally out now. Okay.
My backup copy.
Yeah, my backup. My pre-backup copy. Yeah.
To rise.
We're back. That was Niflheim with Raging Flames. Before that, Niflheim with Gates of Damnation. And before that, Niflheim with Storm of the Reaper. Good stuff from Niflheim. Niflheim is kind of an institution in the European metal scene, particularly in Sweden. They're almost kind of like the Swedish metal scene mascots.
Yeah.
The two twin brothers, the metal twins.
Oh, do they have stuffed animal versions of them? Maybe we should make sock monkey versions of them before we go over there.
And hold them up in the front? Yeah. That's something they would actually probably think was okay, because they just love the kitsch.
Because it could be the regular sock monkey thing, and then we'd, you know, just put black felt
rings around the eyes
and a little bit of hair.
A little bit of wisp of hair glued on the top. I love how those guys have such an awesome racket going on, though, because they've got all these different albums. You know, they've got, like, I guess, 4 or 5 albums now. And the thing that's so funny is that the one brother's the vocalist.
Yeah.
The other brother is the bassist. And they hire they have different guys in the band a session doing drums and guitar. They're doing all the hard work.
Yeah.
It's like the two brothers are just like, yeah, I'll do vocals and he can do bass. And oh, we got to get a guitarist who actually knows how to play guitar and a drummer, you know. So funny. I never realized that until I really looked at their ongoing lineup rotation. It's just like they're just there to be seen and to radiate presence, and then they just have these, you know,
and listen to Iron Maiden.
In case you don't know what we're talking about, that they kind of gained a new level of fame a few years back. They were in a documentary about metal fandom in Sweden, and their whole house was just like painted with Iron Maiden logos, you know.
Yeah.
And then they like Iron Maiden so much that they're even support of the Blaze Bailey era.
Yeah.
They were, like, into that, too.
They love Virtual 11.
I think it becomes one of those things where it's just, like, not giving a fuck. It's just, you know, it's blind devotion. It's, like, religious fervor. It's like, I don't care, you know. It's Iron Maiden.
Shot in the Dark's awesome.
Oh, wow.
What band is that?
That's Ozzy. Oh, yeah. One step away from you. Yeah, that was like when it was really getting bad. That was like Randy Rhoads died and
Ozzy, that was two albums
two
after.
Albums after, and that's
that was
when,
Ultimate Sin.
That was when Ozzy was got real fat and his hair was all frosted and everything.
Yeah, that was
well, anyway, who cares?
Got Zach Wilde on.
Yeah, Zach Wilde. That was the first
Zach Wilde. Pre-beard.
That was the first Zach Wilde album, but pre-beard.
Right.
Yeah. when he went crazy and the beard appeared, and then he got the permanent sunburn. His nose is always, Zach Wilde's nose is always peeling.
I think that's liquor.
Yeah.
That's the Jack talking.
Yeah. I'm not going shirtless no more. You don't want to see that. So you were mentioning during the break, what were you talking about?
Oh, there's some people went before Congress, U.S. Congress, with a new study saying that internet pornography is the new crack cocaine and worse than...
I thought meth was the new crack cocaine.
Yeah, it's the new meth crack, and because it's accessible to anybody, it's virtually free, if you know, depending on where you go. And they say that the images don't leave your brain ever, whereas you could theoretically kick a narcotics habit and the residue of the narcotic would eventually leave your body. Seeing, you know, black dicks and white chicks just doesn't ever leave your head.
Well, I think that's kind of a spurious reasoning, though, when you consider that even at the dawn of time, humans wanted to fuck each other constantly.
Sure, yeah.
Even then they were all, and I feel like fucking. Yeah, that was the first
drawn by Quest for Fire.
Right.
Discovery of Ham.
Yeah.
Drawn by Quest for Fire.
I mean, oh, good.
We're still in the throes of puritanical sort of Judeo-Christian society.
Of course.
So of course, nobody's supposed to be having sex, and therefore
we're thinking about it.
Therefore, any sex that is out there, even people that are having normal sex, everyone's so overstimulated these days that it's just, I can't get off unless there's two shovels in me. You know? The shovel end, the blade end. So yeah, I think it's one of the only things where I can see agreeing with some of the argument, at least.
Well, I think if you get overexposed to anything like that, yeah, your tolerance goes up too high, and then you start, yeah, needing to see four baseball bats in there right. at once or whatever. But I mean, anything like that can be treated as healthy or unhealthy. It's like medication. It's like food. It's like anything.
Yeah.
But you know,
but here there's no regulation, not regulations, but there's no brakes applied.
Right. Well, true. But at the same time, they also can't point to the fact that there's anything unhealthy or bad for you about jerking off. So until they can prove that there's something, until they can prove that jerking off causes cancer or something, they're going to have a tall order.
But, and until they can prove that seeing a 4 foot long, 2 foot thick blue rubber dildo rammed into a lady by three guys, then there's just
charge, wham. Well, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, though, because my counterpoint to this, I've been meaning to tell you about this for a couple of weeks now since we hadn't done the show. Porn on the internet is not the only arbiter of human depravity, because there is this village out in Thailand that their main source of income was a kidnapped female orangutan. Because it was like a whore village. Basically, there's these little outskirts villages where you just go to have sex with children or whatever's there. But had managed to kidnap. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you can even get like a package deal, you know, one of those sex tourist things. Get arrested and then have to wear like, you know, dark coke head sunglasses, you know, when you're being arraigned in the airport or whatever.
Sweet.
Yeah. But this village had the distinction of having acquired an orangutan that they shaved regularly, and guys would come expressly to fuck it. And they finally, this orangutan, yeah, it was...
Die, humanity, die.
Exactly. And, I mean, this is not made up. This is, it's not widely reported, but, I mean, you can actually look up on the orangutan preservation site. And then Vice Magazine reported on the other side of it. Yeah. They actually showed a picture of this orangutan.
The Vice Magazine showed how cool it was.
Yeah, yeah. they sent a reporter to go fuck the orangutan. Yeah. But no, they...
This is me with the shocker in the orangutan.
But they managed to save it, but it took, like, they actually had to get a paramilitary group in there because the whole little town was, like, trying to repel the police and not take it away, and now they're trying to rehab it, although...
I just would chalk that one up for lost. And
apparently it's doing pretty well, although they had to kind of re-socialize it because every time a male, a caretaker walked in the room, it would turn around and stick its ass out and wait.
Oof.
So... Yeah, it was disgusting.
That sounds like a conversation I had with this person, this lady that was worked for Child Protective Services, and they were trying to process the sort of handing over of this 6-year-old girl that had this interesting dental issue going on. Her teeth were growing inwards.
Oh no!
And they figured out it was because her parents were swingers, and she had been giving so many blowjobs that her teeth were growing in.
God, that's awful. Yeah. Oh, I was about to say no. So, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, but have you ever? I don't know if you've seen this. You know that show they have? What?
I was just gonna say back to Satyricon.
Oh yeah. we'll cover that in a second, but did you ever see that show To Catch a Predator? Or do you know what I'm talking about? The show where they basically have that watchdog group and they like set up like fake meets with like 13-year-old girls with sexual predators on the internet, and then they ambush them. It's kind of like Candid Camera for kid rapists. Nice. You know, and they have like this.
It would be cool though if the sexual predators had the light bending armor, and then
like Predator to catch the predator. You know,
it's a big dong on his shoulder.
Get to the chopper! Come on, kill me, do it. No, No, they have this really self-righteous, pretentious reporter who thinks he's David Caruso or something. He shows up. They basically have a...
Fuck you, pussy face.
Click, 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 click. No, but they have this really self-righteous, prick of a reporter guy. He's like, I know what you're doing. They basically had, like, they'll even have, like, a 13-year-old, no, not a 13-year-old, they have, like, an 18-year-old actress who looks really young.
Yeah.
And the guy shows up at the house, hey, how's it going? Oh, fine, hold on a minute, I'll be right back. And she walks in the other room, and then they walk out with the cameras. What the fuck are you doing? And the guy's like, oh, no, wait, please. I thought she was of age, the whole thing. But
yeah.
I was thinking it would be great if they had To Catch a Predator with the orangutan. And when the orangutan's the lure, and the guy shows up, and, like, he's like, walks in, he's like, do you know how old this orangutan is? Well, she said she was 6. She's only 3. Oh, my God. Did you? What were you thinking? What were you coming here to do? The guys always make these ridiculous excuses. Like, what? Well,
Was gonna do some gardening.
Right. And it's like, well, did you know
bury a log?
Did you know that orangutans are endangered species? Well, no. She told me that they weren't protected anymore. Or then some other guy cuts to the other, some other scenes, like, well, she said she was a baboon on the, you're going to come here and fuck this orangutan, weren't you? The hell's wrong with you? You know, well, you start off hanging out with gorillas and stuff, and you just kind of want to know what it's like. So, anyway, I guess the less said about that, the better. But Pony was her name. Pony. The orangutan.
Pony the orangutan?
Yeah, because she ponies up.
Sweet.
Nice. And you can ride her.
Poke her in the front, lick her in the rear.
Or
lick her in the front, poke her in the rear, whatever that Old West lick thing was. The front, poke.
All right.
Lick her in the front, poke her in the rear.
So Satyricon.
Satyricon is next.
And you know what? To commemorate the complete collapse of humanity, I think it's appropriate to play Dawn of a New Age.
Feel like making monkey. This is Armageddon. Get under the moon, the fool.
seri komme som villete ut av skogsmørket over Trollberg. We'll be right back.
That was Night of the Triumphator, Weakening Land, and Dawn of a New Age from Satyricon.
From Satyricon, yeah. I remember when Agapornis and I went to Washington, D.C. in the year 2000 and saw...
In the year 2000!
I knew that was coming. And we saw Satyricon. Well, we didn't go there to see Satyricon. In fact, we didn't even know they were on the bill.
But
it was
saw
Immortal, who fucking ruled. It was one of the best shows I've ever seen. And then Satyricon...
You counterpointed it nicely in 2002
well, yeah,
on Sons of Northern Darkness.
That was rough.
Damned in...
No, it was Sons of Northern Darkness in 2003.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they opened up for Manowar, that was, they had a lot of technical problems and they were clearly ready to stop.
Yep.
Satyricon was on that bill, but they ended up being the headliner, even though Immortal played a full set. It was like a double headliner. That was a fucking cool show because it was Krizian,
Angel Corpse,
Immortal, and then Satyricon.
Yep.
And then Immortal was so good that everybody just kind of faded away. Satyricon came out and just played Rebel Extravaganza. Everybody's just kind of sitting there, kind of just, you know, just looking at each other, bopping around. And I remember that one point where Satyr didn't like it when they finished the song and it was kind of this smattering of applause and then it quieted down for a second. I went, Immortal! And then also we saw them out front and they were afraid of us.
Yeah.
That was really strange. Satyr with his little mouth.
Yep.
So, I don't know. I'm interested to see them again.
Yeah. They're with their big silver stainless steel inverted crosses now that they wear and their
cocaine tables.
Yes.
For the Video King where he's just like leaning across. There's no coke on the table, but he's like,
but it's real shiny.
It's all shiny mirrored table and he's like leaning across it singing and
I wonder
looks-
if they had to Windex that thing.
Yeah, over and over. Shot. Yeah, it's like, "Oh, you're tried again. The Pentagram Burns is a better video. It has all the pyrotechnics in it.
Yeah.
I think that was...
It has the burning pentagrams.
Yeah, it actually does. Gee. I think Raven from 1349 was engineer on that. He's good at that. Well, anyway, a little bit of trivia for you. Did I bring up... You know, I completely forgot about this in our Halloween show. I missed a great opportunity for a joke, but I'll bring it. Yeah, our thanks... Dinner.
Sorry,
yeah.
Turkey.
Yeah, forgot. We got to talk about what we're going to give thanks to, but, well, no, hold on. I just wanted to get this joke out before it became really stale, and because we've talked about this before, but not on the air. Right now, there's a lot of Renaissance fairs and Fantasy Con conventions in November, and I wanted to go to one dressed as a black guy dressed as Sailor Moon. And so that way, when people come up to me, they ask me what I am, and I'll go, Bill Cosplay with the Sailor and the Moon and the Dragon Ball Z. There, I got it out. All right, so yeah, now I can dismiss that.
Spartans are banned of the month.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
And we've been shortchanging them because of our technical problems, so we're going to give up a triple dipple ripple of Svartzen here with the song
Sancta Satanas from Timeless Reign. You're listening to The Metal Enema. I'm The Undertaker.
I'm Agapornis Epikak.
That was Birth of Terror from Svartzen, My Sinner from Svartzen, and Sanctus Sathanas from Svartzen.
Do you see a theme here, folks?
It's Svartzen.
It's Triple Dipple Night.
Triple Dipple Night in honor of the Arnhem Metal Meeting, even though Svartzen isn't playing. I don't think they play ever.
No.
So, oh, well.
You just pull knives on the walls.
Right. You know, the other thing we haven't really covered, well, there's a couple of things. We don't have it because this is a new system and I didn't have an opportunity to download anything, but the drummer from Decapitation was killed. Most people who've paid any attention know that. They were on tour and they're
decapitated.
Decapitated. You're right.
Yeah.
My bad.
There was a Decapitated, the Polish death metal band, was in a bus wreck in Russia. And
yeah.
Three of the members went to the hospital with horrible trauma.
Yeah,
and
the singer,
drummer ended up dying.
Yeah, the singer has head trauma.
Yeah.
And they don't know if he's going to get better or not. And the drummer died. So we were going to play something in tribute to them, but, well, it just didn't work out. So sorry, guys. But, you know, good luck to you.
So we'll play Vader and Behemoth.
Right.
The same thing.
Oh, interestingly enough, speaking of Behemoth, I thought this was really funny. Immolation and Suffocation played BB King's last night at the end of their U.S. tour.
Mm-hmm. Well,
some of you probably caught that on the road. It was apparently pretty good. They didn't come close enough to us for us to go. But I heard that Behemoth was playing with Job for a Cowboy. Yeah, that band makes me want to throw up. They're on Metal Blade. Does that surprise you? They were playing down the street at a bigger venue with Job for a Cowboy. And apparently the word is from the promoter, from Behemoth's promoter, like the Suffocation Immolation show was completely packed. And you know what would have been great is if on that lineup, the third band on the bill should have been called Death is Fucking You Insane. Suffocation, Immolation, Death is Fucking You Insane. Yeah. Because, you know, there's bands now with the sentence titles. But anyway, apparently the Suffocation Immolation show completely trumped the Behemoth show.
Yay!
Yeah. Yay! Let's hear it for old guard bands. So, the other thing we haven't really been able to cover recently is the fact that Gorgoroth is going out on tour without Infernus. It's going to be Gaul and King of Hell and Nick Barker on drums, of all weird things.
Yeah.
And then Telok from also of 1349 and of...
of Gorgoroth.
Yeah, and of Gorgoroth and of a bunch of other... Norwegian bands.
What is it? Orcustus.
Yeah, he was in Orcustus, but he's not anymore.
Yeah.
That's just mainly Tormentor, also late of Gorgoroth.
Yeah.
But the thing that's funny is just that I know that he'd probably stab me if I did this in front of him, but I wanted to go up to Gaul if I ever had a chance to see him at a show or something and go, man, you know, this whole thing with you and Infernus is really a big problem. I've been reading about it and just going, golly. I want that to be the headline of the next, you know, when the court case hits, like in Terrorize or something. Golly.
Right. That's... You've got some yourself doing this.
Yeah, I couldn't think of a way to... He's got a lot of... Yeah, boy, Infernus has got a lot of gall. Well, not anymore.
Yeah.
Okay, that's as bad as guitar architecture.
All
right, so we have Asphyx. It's going to be The Rack and then a couple of songs off On the Wings of Inferno. They're going to play. That's going to be the first time I've ever gotten to see them. And interestingly enough, it's going to be with Martin Van Drunen.
Yep.
So, well, the first time you have, too. You never saw them.
I never saw Asphyx, but
I saw Pestilence
Martin Van Drunen.
With Martin Van Drunen, which I didn't get to see. That's the only thing you have on me. Gah. All right, The Rack. We'll be right back.
Let it go further.
That was On the Wings of Inferno, Chaos in the Flesh and the Rack from Asphyx.
Hey. Yeah, you do it way better than I do. I won't even try. I'm thankful for the Arnhem Metal meeting. I'm thankful that Asphyx got back together. That's cool. My Thanksgiving resolution is to have fun at the Arnhem Metal Fest. And try not to buy too much stuff at the Arnhem Metal meeting market.
I heard some radio thing talking about how we're entering the 12-day holidays period.
What's that?
I have no idea. They said something about, you know, the Thanksgiving 12-day holiday period. And I was like,
is
thinking
that like Jewish Thanksgiving or something?
Yeah, it must be like...
And a partridge and a yarmulke. I don't know.
Rosh's stuffing or something. But... I couldn't figure it out because we have a whole month between Thanksgiving and and Christmas.
It just feels like 12 days because everybody starts freaking the fuck out.
Mm-hmm. The U.S. might as well just shut down between Thanksgiving
every other country
into, you know, like second week of January.
All the European countries shut down for like, I mean, they shut down for the like kind of the month of December.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, you know, the last 2 weeks of December into January, like you were just talking about, and then they shut down for the summer. It's like, why can't we just do that? Everybody's just making this pretense that we're actually doing something. Everybody's just preoccupied and jerking around, waiting for the 2 days that we're going to get off.
Yeah, really, because I know I'm not going to be doing dick for the next 2 days at work.
No, I will be, but only in the bathroom. Gross.
Is it your turn in the bag?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Shopping day, for those of you who don't know what that is, when there's two guys in the stall, but one guy's standing in a shopping bag, so you don't see 4 feet. Anyway. Hi, Vanus. We're playing Asphyx. Okay, so it's time for Marduk. We're just going to play a bunch of stuff off of ROM 512, the Space Knight, and let's just go ahead and knock it out. This is Limbs of Worship. Yay!
Out.
That was Vanity of Vanities and Through the Belly of Damnation and Limbs of Worship from Marduk off their most recent ROM 512.
Oh, it's not their most recent because they've put out three albums since then.
Two EPs and a live album.
And a live album and DVD to go with it.
Yep. They're prolific, those guys, for better or for worse. I'm really excited about seeing them because last time I saw them was with Legion. I never liked Legion. I never liked the material that Legion was featured on. I really like ROM. I really like Mortuus as their vocalist, and I can't wait to see that. That's going to be great.
And I'm glad that Booker T has come to TNA Wrestling because he just was spinning his wheels doing the King Booker thing in the WWE, and it's just...
TNA. I can't believe that. TNA Wrestling.
I can't either, but they have some nice... fake titty hootie queens.
Gonna slide it in right to the gonna fucking orangutan.
Right, gonna stop.
Gonna go to Thailand. Go to... All right. Let's just keep it going. It's Sodom Persecution Mania.
Alive, brain health, swallows, silhouettes, I could get away. Press
You're listening to the Metal Enema on Solarfall Radio. I am Te Agapornis Epicac, and he is Undertaker. ICANN has Nuclear Winter. It has Agent Orange, let me show it to you, and...
I made you a persecution mania, but I eated it
from Sodom.
4chan rules. All right. God, we make too many net references. Oh, well, who fucking cares?
Cat-like internet detected.
Yes.
Although I will say that lolthulu.com is pretty fucking hilarious.
Yeah, it's just, it's limited, you know, there's only so much you can do with it, but, you know, I like Oerlaya.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Well, they had one where it was, it was from one of the re-editions of the collected works, and it has these two figures strained in horror with, like, worms and wire coming out of their eyes, and they're holding pyramids, and it says, I has pharaohs, let me imprison them with you.
Nice. You know what? I think we're about done. Well, we're coming
thank to... fucking God. Yeah. Now I can go to church.
Yep. Loping through another show with no...
I got an AA meeting to go to.
Yeah, yeah. I got to get back to masturbating. Now that I got my new computer, it's red tube all the way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now, so we're going to go ahead and end with Unleashed with their classic Where No Life Dwells, Dead Forever. It's only one song, but hey, we ran out of time, and hey, that's the only song I've got on my hard drive right now. So, I guess if you're going to the Arnhem Metal meeting, you're not going to see us there because we're not going to announce our presence at all.
Right.
We're just going to be fans like everybody else, but then, you know, we'll come back and tell a lot of awesome stories on our show.
Exactly.
In the meantime, well, we'll see you there. Well, Vanas, it's like, shut up. So tired of
God.
This is why I don't respond to your emails anymore. All right. So that's it. Thanks for listening. This was the Metal Enema.
MySpace.com/Metal Enema, Metal Enema at gmail.com, Solarfall Radio.
I'll start answering them again. I'm sorry. I got behind. Computer dead. All that. Happy. Well, no, fuck that. Thanksgiving, everybody. Just as a matter of fact, it is Thanksgiving. All right. I guess for those of you who...
Thanks for the smallpox blankets.
Right, right. Thanks for hanging out while your parents are, like, getting indignant that you're not coming to the table and eating with them.
Yes.
Know? Listening to those idiots.
Thanks for putting your dick in the mashed potatoes.
Yeah. Fuck you, Grandma! You hear me? Fuck you! Hey, everybody, I'm watching gay porn! Everybody's all
Mr. Like, December!
All right, bye, everybody. Yeah.